Makos, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will discuss the process through which every murderer goes through vis-a-vis Orei Miklat. Rabbi Yossi bar Yehuda Omer, he says, Batchila, initially, Echad Shogig Echad Mezin Makdimin La'Orei Miklat. Whether the person killed inadvertently or on purpose, they go to Orei Miklat. And the Pasuk says, in regarding someone who kills B'Mezin, it says, if a person ambushes somebody and kills him, and he escapes to one of these cities. So what happens then? The Mishnah continues. Beis Din then sends for him and brings him from the Eir Miklat to have his din determined. Somebody who is determined that he's chayav misa in Beis Din Haragu, they would kill him. Vishalom is chayav misa, and somebody who is not chayav misa, Petaru, they would let him go. However, Misha is chayav golus, if they determine that the person killed inadvertently, and he's in the category that requires golus, then machzir noso lumakamo, they return him to his place that he was initially, the Eir Miklat that he ran to initially. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Veshivu osa eda el Eir Miklat of Gomer, that the Eda, referring to the Beis Din, will return him to the Eir Miklat. Now, the Mishnah now turns to a discussion of, we know that the person has to remain in the Eir Miklat on most Kohen Gadol until the Kohen Gadol dies. The question is, who qualifies as a Kohen Gadol for these purposes? Echad Meshuach B'Shemana Mishra V'Echad HaMeruba B'Vegadim. The type of Kohen Gadol is included both the Kohen Gadol who received anointment with the anointing oil, which existed only in the first Beis HaMikdash, V'Echad HaMeruba B'Vegadim, also a Kohen Gadol who became Kohen Gadol by virtue of having worn the 8 begadim that a Kohen Gadol wears as opposed to the 4 of a Kohen Hedyot, and that's how he becomes a Kohen Gadol. That's what happened in the second Beis HaMikdash. Both of them qualify as a Kohen Gadol, that if they die, the person who ran there is free to leave, and the Goel Adam can no longer kill him. And also somebody who was anointed Kohen Gadol, but has since retired from the position. Let's say that the Kohen Gadol himself was not available, and they had to appoint somebody in his stead, but once the original Kohen Gadol becomes available again, then the other person leaves his position. He's called a Kohen Gadol She'avar Meshichusa, that is no longer serving as a Kohen Gadol. But he also, Machzir Nesrotzeach, he and the other, all are considered, these three, that they can cause a Rotzeach to be able to return back to his home from the place in Golus that he was in. Rabbi Yehuda says, Af Meshuch Melchama Machzir Nesrotzeach, even the Meshuch Melchama, that's a special Kohen that's anointed for the purpose of speaking to the people before they go to war, he also can be Machzir Nesrotzeach. And the dispute is really based on how many times the word Kohen Gadol is used in the Parsha. It says Kohen HaGadol 3 times. However, Rabbi Yehuda maintains that since there is one time when it actually says Acharei Mos HaKohen, after the Kohen dies, referring to the Kohen Gadol, that also counts. The Chachamim say no, since it didn't use the word Gadol, that cannot be used in the count, and therefore there is no extra word to include the Meshuach Milchama. The Mishnah continues, because of this phenomena that the Kohen Gadol's death is what allows the person to leave Golus, l'fichach, because of this, imosein shel kohanim misapkus lehen michya uchsus, that the mothers of the kohanim, presumably it's referring to the mothers of Kohanim Gadolim, that they would provide for the needs of both food and clothing for those people who had murdered inadvertently, who were in the Eir Miklat, kadei shelo yispalu al bnei shiamusu, in order that they should not daven for their sons to die, because we're afraid that he's sitting in the Eir Miklat waiting for the Kohen Gadol to die, he's going to daven they should die. So in order they shouldn't do that, they make life easier for them there, and when they make life easier for them there, they may be more interested in staying there. Now, the Mishnah continues to a question about what it happens if the Kohen Gadol dies at various stages. Mishenigmar Dino, Mace Kohen Gadol, if after the murderer has a Gemar Din that he's supposed to go into Golus, then the Kohen Gadol dies, but he has yet to go into Golus actually, Hareza Eino Gola, he doesn't have to go into Golus because he's already received the Kapara that is provided by the Kohen Gadol dying. Im Ashla Nigmar Dino Mace Kohen Gadol, Umino Acher Tachtov, if prior to his Gemar Din, the conclusion of his judgment, the Kohen Gadol dies and they appoint another one. Well, after Mikain, after the second one is appointed, Nigmar Dino, then he has a Gemar Din to go into Golas. Choser b'misaso shosheni, he has to wait until the second one dies in order to be able to go back to his home. And the question is, we understand that that Chazal tell us that the Kohen Gadol is the demarcation line for when he can go back, because the Kohen Gadol himself should have davened that there should be no michshol, that there's no such murders should happen inadvertently, and therefore he has a certain level of culpability. The question is, over here, in this case, what sort of culpability does this Kohen Gadol have? He murdered before he became the Kohen Gadol. So the Gemara answers, because he should have been mevakish rachamim, he should have davened that his Gemara din should be such that he doesn't need to go into Golus, and since he didn't accomplish that, therefore he has a certain level of culpability.